Can you tell me what you saw when you visited?
Sure. The first thing was that I was taken to an area where there weren't patients. It was like a room kind of away from all that. And I was speaking to a couple of nurses and a CNA and then the community liaison. As I walked in the nursing home, you could tell that they had like decorated and put up like these cheerful like flowers and grass skirts, and there was a Hawaii theme. And they said they were doing that to try to spread some cheer. You know, things have been a little bit challenging, difficult there. And there were these like hearts with encouraging messages and things spread throughout the building. And then I, after the interview, went into the area where one of the halls where the COVID patients were. And before I did that, obviously put on full PPE along with the staff who took me there. I didn't go near any patients. They didn't take me in a room with a patient or anything, but I saw the hallway. It was very quiet. You know, it just kind of seemed like a quieter version of a normal nursing home.
What precautions have you been taking since you've been into a facility where so many people were sick?
So I was very concerned that people would read the story and think that I went in there and now I was going to go back out in the community and, you know, spread this around. So that's why I felt strongly that I should put a note in the story that says, I am not doing that. I am in my house.
In your reporting, it focuses on the perspectives of the nurses, CNAs, and other staff. Why do you think it was important to give them a chance to show their point of view?
There's been a lot of talk on social media about how it came to be that there are so many cases associated with COVID-19 in that nursing home. And there have been some people who have said, you know, this is the fault of the staff that they're not taking appropriate precautions. Some people have said more harsh things, like they're killers. And, you know, they haven't gotten a chance to really respond to any of that. And so, since they were willing to talk about their experience, I thought it was important to allow them a chance to say their side of things.
Overall, how were they handling the stress emotionally and mentally?
The people that I spoke with talked a lot about how much they care about their patients, that they see these people every day, and having to watch them, you know, be distant from their families and know that their patients, their residents are struggling, and then to see some of them get sick and some of them, you know, pass away is very difficult for them emotionally, just in that aspect. And then they're dealing with also the anxiety that they feel about, you know, contracting this, taking this to their loved ones. So they are, you know, taking some precautions if they have family members who have comorbidities or would be more vulnerable. They, you know, the staff members that I spoke with said they're not going around those people at this time. And so they are enduring the stress of their job, and then they're inflicting some stress on themselves by taking these precautions. You know, they talked about that this is our duty, this is what we signed up for, but it is difficult, and especially difficult when you go home and you scroll through Facebook and you see people blaming you for these deaths.
What stood out to you the most while visiting the facility?
I saw a lot of emotion from the staff about how much they care about their residents and the strain that they're under. And what they really wanted to get across to people was that, you know, we care about these residents too, and that this is really affecting us.
And how did you feel going into the facility? Were you scared or nervous?
So I was a little nervous. I felt a little trepidation. I think that that is just a fraction of the emotion that they have to deal with every day. It, in a way, it helped me understand what they are dealing with.